You're listening to the audio production of What It Means to Be Protestant, The Case for an Always Reforming Church, by Gavin Ortland, published by Zondervan and read by Mike Lenz. This book is dedicated with love and allegiance to the one, holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church, the precious Bride of Jesus Christ. May she be always honored and blessed. The Church is a society of all the saints, a society which, spread over the whole world and existing in all ages, yet bound together by the one doctrine and the one Spirit of Christ, cultivates and observes unity of faith and brotherly concord. With this Church, we deny that we have any disagreement. Nay, rather, as we revere her as our mother, so we desire to remain in her bosom. John Calvin, 1539. Introduction. How I accidentally became a Protestant apologist. I never set out to defend Protestantism. I got sort of pulled into it. In August 2020, I started a YouTube channel called Truth Unites. My intent was to release content mainly in apologetics, as well as some general theology. I was completing a book arguing for the existence of God, and I had come to see YouTube as a space where I can engage on such questions with a wider and more diverse audience. As I began putting out videos, I found myself drawn into the various issues that separate different Christian traditions. On YouTube, there is a huge amount of energy in conversations between Roman Catholic, Eastern Orthodox, and Protestant Christians, among other traditions as well. I began to engage a bit in this space. One video led to another. I started connecting with other channels addressing these questions. Quickly, I realized there was a huge need for greater Protestant representation. For one thing, there were simply fewer Protestants involved in these conversations. Beyond that, I noticed that traditional Protestant argumentation was often not articulated in the contemporary conversations, such that historic Protestantism was misunderstood or altogether invisible. So I immersed myself in classical Protestant texts, hoping to represent my tradition as best I could. Soon I began to do dialogues and debates. Before long, I had become, to my surprise, a Protestant apologist. This whole experience has been a fascinating journey of discovery from which I have learned and profited immensely and made many wonderful friends. Four observations stand out and form the background to this book. First, there is currently an enormous amount of interest in church history. Many evangelicals, in particular, are currently exploring more sacramental, liturgical, and historically conscious traditions. It's hard to convey how strong this hunger for historical rootedness is right now. People are aching for the ancient, the transcendent, the stable, the deep. I routinely get emails or Facebook messages from Protestants who have suddenly come to terms with the sheer hugeness of Roman Catholicism or Eastern Orthodoxy and are struggling with it. When I address issues like the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, the essence-energies distinction, or apostolic succession, I am flooded with comments like, "I was just wondering about this," or "I've been waiting for help on this." And I hear testimony after testimony of those who, seeking a more historically rooted expression of Christianity and finding the anti-Protestant arguments of popular YouTube ministries unanswered, leave Protestantism for another tradition. Related to this, there is an enormous amount of what I call ecclesial angst right now. That is, anxiety about being in the true church. Over and over, I hear from people who feel completely overwhelmed by the complexity of ecumenical disagreements. Some are concerned about their salvation or that of a loved one. I am deeply burdened that those in that lonely and confusing place find the rest and security that comes from the gospel. The second thing I noticed is that among evangelicals, there appears to be insufficient awareness of and response to this phenomenon. This is not to say there are no evangelical Protestants engaging in these conversations, but the resources available to struggling Protestants are shockingly sparse. On the Roman Catholic...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?